What is up, Optitude Dad? We're in the first 30 seconds of this, waiting for the co-host to sign in and we will start the show up.
Sounds good.
How's the sound on your side?
Sounds good.
We're good. First question. Can you hear me?
What up? We can hear you.
Yeah, sorry, fucking. I didn't even realize that it was 3:34. Fucking, we were eating dinner and shit.
Well, now that we got all the hosts of High History, ladies and gentlemen, stoners and stonettes, welcome to High History Stoner Podcast, where we don't get you educated, we get you highly educated.
Highly educated, motherfuckers.
Whoop. I guess there is a little bit of a delay on all of us, so. Oh, hi.
Yeah, don't shit.
He knows. He's like, I heard that. I know what time it is. This wonderful brought to you by you guys, the wonderful High History Histonians that love and support us and share and like and follow and all that crazy wonderful stuff. And wine, well, and our two wonderful sponsors. Revan, can you get out of my way, bud, please? Like, you were everywhere.
Revan, out the way, dude!
Knocking my stuff around at the bar. Oh, I'm sorry, but Buzz, now's not the time. Whoa. Good boy. Thank you to Iris Coffee Teas and Boba's, the number one drink spot in Utah. And if you're lucky enough to walk out onto the New Mexico Air Force Base, it's an Irie place to get an Irie drink. Thank you to Wine Ambassador, where their vision is to become the number one wine club in the world through word-of-mouth marketing. For they believe that wine is a lifestyle, a passion, and a part of the human experience. Wine is a celebration with food, family, private moments alone, or with someone special.
Ooh, getting saucy.
Ow, ow. Wine is rewarding. There is something given about its character. Wine is health, and it has proven to enhance your longevity, for it feeds the spirit and the soul.
Yeah, so you're going to have to take over that second part, my guy.
I thought you had a picture.
I do not have a picture.
I sent you a picture. Should have a picture.
Hold up. Hold the fuck up. Uh-uh. There's no fucking way.
This week is going to be a little bit sloppy. Everybody is everywhere. I'm currently at home sick with COVID.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm symptomless this time. So, like, I it sucks that I have to stay inside, but I get it. Got to keep everybody around me safe. It's not just for me.
Yeah. Oh, you're right, though, Eddie. I do actually have a picture of it. So, all right, over at Wine Ambassadors, they're committed to delivering a more complete wine experience to their customers by not only delivering exceptional wine, but also the enhancement of life that is captured with every bottle. They believe every bottle of wine has a tale to tell, and they believe that you need to be part of that story. Just like Eddie, Dallas, and myself, we want you guys to hit us up with those stories. When it comes to Wine Ambassador bottles, we want to know how the night went. We want to know how you guys like the wine. But also, we'll take any other stories you have when you were under the influence of whatever the fuck it may be. So hit us up with those stories. Advice of advice.
Advice of advice. All right, before we get into that, hey, Christian, do you or Momo have some hair clippers?
Hair clippers?
Yeah, would you be down to shaving the sides of my head?
Shave the side of your head?
Yeah, I can't do it because I need it to be lined, and obviously I can't see the line.
Yeah. Babe, would you be able to?
I can do it. I can just borrow Brandon's.
Yeah, we could be able to do that for you. Yeah.
I've got a set of clippers that you guys could use, too. They just have to be disinfected.
Yeah, Morgan said she's got you, bro. She'll make sure you look fly.
Fuck yeah, thank you.
Put some wings on the side of your head, too, you know?
Lightning bolt?
This shit. Get the Lightning McQueen lightning bolt?
Ka-chow, bitch. Ka-chow.
Ka-chow, bitch. This shit.
Oh. All right. So we're going to be talking about the theories of human evolution and gene manipulation.
So pretty much just mutations in a sense, I guess. But, splicing, right, shit like
that's
that.
That's why I didn't ask for you to do any type of research or anything or anything like that, because this is all
theories. Oh, yeah, because we're going off theories with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the future of human evolution. Now, there's a lot of different paths that human evolution could take just because the odds of humans evolving in the first place was so slim to none. Humans are the result of over 4 billion years of evolution. Like, that's insane to think about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
4 billion years from the first self-replicating, like, amoebas in the ocean all the way to us. Like, that's just crazy to think about. So, like, when you're talking about the future of evolution, it's super fucking difficult. But, like, also paradoxically, the best way to look at predicting the future is looking at the past. So, let's dive a little bit.
Here's the thing. The past didn't have gene splicing or stem cell research like we do. You know?
No.
We can make test tube babies. Right now, if we really wanted to. It's illegal. It's part of the whole Geneva Act and everything that you can't create clones of people and shit. But there's parts of Asia, I think, is it Japan? Or is it just parts of, like, China where they already have cloning down?
I think it's... honestly, I don't even think it was China or Japan. I thought it was a whole different fucking country, like a European country.
Actually, Eddie, you are right. It was Chinese scientists. Like, they have, like, lamb cloning down pat, so... But, like, more recently, there was a scientist who got a couple of years in prison after genetically editing babies.
Yeah, and it was the same dude who successfully figured out how to clone dogs, right?
Well, I mean, it makes sense that he would obviously go to fucking prison for that, because technically, I think it's 70 countries have any kind of genetic manipulation, gene manipulation, fucking mutation, anything like that, it's fucking illegal on all fucking ends for about 70 countries to have any kind of involvement in that type of shit.
Oh, yeah, I like rice.
It smells like that. Yeah, so I guess in the correct term, it would be human genetic modification is prohibited in 70 countries and by a binding international treaty.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's because, let's be honest, that's an expensive thing and it requires a lot of resources, and there's only 3 countries in the world that can afford and expend those resources and money. So... pretty unfair to the rest of the world who are trying to catch up into a first world type of country where the only 3 other countries that are dominating are the only ones that can keep populating at a free will type of base.
Wait, hold on. Repeat that last part again, Eddie. You kind of cut out for a second on my end.
Hold on. Caden's trying to talk to me. I'm going to mute for a second. You guys want to take it off for a sec?
Yeah, Dallas, you probably have a little more knowledge in this type of shit than I do. I mean, I have my knowledge from, obviously, fucking...
basic high school classes, science
classes.
Yeah,
shit like that, or, even going off of, childhood fucking shows or whatever, they do the weird genetic mutation shit, whatever, and, cartoons or whatever and all that. I'm not trying to say, the way cartoons do it, that's how fucking that type of shit actually works, but, I mean, they... kind of put a little bit of things in there that you're like, that seems like that's something you could actually do.
Right, it sounds science enough to be legit, but I am not science enough to challenge it.
Nope. So, I like my science, but I don't like it enough to try to get into that.
Right. So are we wanting to talk about the future of evolution, or are we wanting to talk about gene splicing and editing first, because I can go either way.
I guess if you think about it, if we went on about the gene splicing and shit like that, then that would kind of lead into
the future,
human evolution and shit. So,
gene splicing as a concept has been around for. Like, a lot longer than the idea of genes have been.
Yeah, if someone was to think on, okay, how long would that be around, I feel like most people would be like, oh, I give it about 50 years, that's been something that it has been around. I'd give it a little bit more than that, to, maybe about 100 years or so, just for the fact of, I don't think hundreds and hundreds of years back they would have even had the thought of, how could I maybe somehow fucking splice my shit to be more animalistic where you have, say, claws or some shit?
This is where I have to correct you, my guy.
What?
It has been in poetry way back before even Edgar Allan Poe of werewolves and vampires and cross-mutating monsters with humans. That has been in everyday storytelling since human history of, if you were to fuck a monster type of scenario...
Okay, yeah, how the baby would come out and shit.
Yeah, finding Bigfoot, there are some sick, twisted motherfuckers that are like, I wonder how Bigfoot's dick would feel.
And it's funny you bring that up, because there was a movie recently that was put out, I can't remember the name of the studio,
what's up here, Nick?
But the name of the movie is Son of Bigfoot. So, it's... I mean, not really, but it approaches the topic you were talking about those nasty people out there trying to fuck Bigfoot. What up, Poor? How you doing tonight?
So, when saying like when people don't, you know, talk about it hundreds of years ago, I think they've been talking about it for thousands of years. Because even talking about having sex with a god, like Aphrodite, for example, you know, thousands of years ago, Aphrodite was being kind of affirmed and everything like that and put into religious practice. You know, there were tons of motherfuckers out there going, oh, I wish I could fuck Aphrodite and have a god baby.
I feel like that's kind of different, though, because you're approaching, like, levels of deity. And like, you're approaching demigods, demi-humans.
Yeah, that turns into something completely different than, like, gene splicing, fucking shit like that. I feel like it turns a little more into mythological type shit, I guess you could say, with that. It works in the same sense, but just with how I view it, I feel like when it comes to gods and shit like that, I don't think it really would work the same way, but...
Right.
Obviously, it's more just kind of spitballing on how I view the situation with it.
And right, what I'm viewing the situation as is it's less gene splicing and more gene hybridization.
Yeah.
Which is different, but only very barely. Gene splicing is taking proteins from one set of mRNA and like attaching them to another set of mRNA.
Yeah.
So that the proteins across both sets of mRNA are activated in the offspring. That's along the lines of gene editing and manipulation, whereas hybridization is like the crossing between like a polar bear and a grizzly, for example. Like those are hybridization animals, and that's DNA and genetic hybridization. But gene splicing and gene editing is more involved and much more technical.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to fucking gene splicing, like I'm gonna go on a little tangent here for a second. I definitely do not agree with that type of shit. I'm glad that, you know, obviously there's that fucking ban with it and the treaty for it, because I'm sorry, but if we could perfect that shit, you know how many fucked up motherfuckers we'd have running around right now? Like, mm-mm.
What are you talking, like, superhuman fuck-ups, or are we talking, like, genetic disaster fuck-ups?
Genetic disaster fuck-ups mainly, but, I mean, obviously there could be the few of, say, superpower fuck-up, but I'd go more off genetically fucked up, mutated, like, these motherfuckers are coming out with fucking three goddamn arms, fucking one eye and shit, like...
So we're talking mutant style, genetic fuck-ups,
Or, like say, they try to do it with, like, a human and an animal or whatever, that person comes out with, say, like, three long fucking claws compared to the other fucking...
You know, five
seven fingers that they have where their fingernails are normal or whatever. Like, I don't know. I feel like that would just be a very bad, bad fucking situation if we had some shit like that actually was going on and successful.
How do we know Bigfoot isn't the production of cross between human and something else? You know what, Poor? You're
on to something, buddy.
Yeah, you're on to something. Like, who's to say? Like, we don't know.
He's a species from fucking the moon Titan.
That shit.
Yeah, gene manipulation, genetic manipulation isn't new. Just think of centaurs and the minotaur.
Exactly.
Again, we're kind of...
Because, like, the Greeks...
We're kind of approaching that mythological field.
Yeah, that comes more into the mythology type situation that I was bringing up.
Genetic manipulation, if you think about it, though, because from one...
It was a deliberate creation. Yeah, I mean, you're right. That was the deliberate creation by an outside entity of something that was crossed between monster and man, or between beast and man.
So, like, although it's sort of scientifically genetic manipulation, religiously speaking, with their own beliefs and faiths, that was them... manipulating, you know?
Yeah. theory that the dinosaurs weren't natural, but a product of a bunch of genetic experiments. I would be interested in finding a link to where you heard that, because that is something I'd like to read.
I think the Black Knight satellite is where the creators of those dinos are living, and they just dropped a nuke and said, fuck it, we're blowing them all up, we failed.
Damn it, Eddie. I fucking knew it. I fucking knew you were going to bring the satellite fucking satellite up again. Almost every goddamn episode now.
It's not almost, it is.
Oh, shit.
I mean, who's to say the Black Knight didn't have a hand in, you know, stepping into Egyptian mythology or into ancient Egypt and creating the hybrid species that are depicted as the gods? Because, like, you see humans with the animal heads of eagles, with jackals, of twisted story. What if these myths were just twisted stories of ancient science experiments? I mean, I'd believe it.
Yeah, I mean, with what Pierre was saying, if they were just twisted stories of ancient fucking science experiments and shit like that, I mean, I try to always look at, like, when it comes to myths and shit like that and where the stories come from, there has to be some kind of truth behind that story. It can't just all be just a whole, like, I mean, it could be just a whole made-up fucking thing, but at the same time, I feel like there's obviously
a kernel of truth to something like that.
Yeah, there's always some sort of basis. A grain of truth, there's still some kind of fucking truth that comes into those myths and shit like that.
Right, like if you go back and look at the ancient Grecian pantheon, like Mount Olympus was a real place. It was a legit place that they could easily go walk to. They're like, yeah, no, we're not going to walk over there. Instead, we're going to say that's where the gods live.
Yeah.
We're never actually going to go check in on it.
We're just going to say they're there, not actually confirm if they are, but we're going to go with that story, and everyone's just going to have
to. And bong it for you fellas.
I appreciate it. I think I'm going to take myself outside and hit the bowl myself.
Oh. Started playing Fortnite as of yesterday. If you guys decide
you want to win money. Eddie, I should slap the shit out of you for that.
Here's the thing.
There's no, here's the new thing. Mode.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
Okay.
Podcast, guys. I can't have background like that. You can talk, just don't go over me. So the thing is, Colin and Dallas convinced me to get back onto Fortnite because, A, my main battle royale, Realm Royale, did an update where they fucked everything. The things that they fucked over and took out are now into Fortnite. Fortnite has a no-build mode.
Oh.
Yep, no-build mode, so it's more like COD in that aspect. You just run around and gather your supplies and duke it out with what's there naturally.
Okay, so just it turned it, you have the chance but or the option to pretty much make it a regular battle playing, now right? Without.
It's first day playing, I'm up 21 levels, which I guess is impressive, because if I could look that up, I'm like, oh, okay, not bad. Well, Dallas leaves, he calls it a day because he gets his missions done, and I was like, all right, well, I'll stay on with this Australian that I'm playing with. Well, she has two more Australian friends join in, and one of them's a fucking cunt. And I mean that with disrespect. Fucking cunt.
Not in the Australian cunt.
With all the disrespect I can have.
Everything.
Yeah, not the Australian cunt. We're definitely talking American cunt.
We're
here.
Talking American cunt. Okay.
Okay. Then there you go. All right. Yeah. All right. I'll give you that.
So, anyways, he hears me take a bong rip, right? And he just starts going off on how he hates stoners, on how stoners are the man's butthole. Oops. On this dude I was playing Fortnite with. And anyways, fucking, I'm like, all right, well, let me put some salt on this, because you hate stoners, right? He's like, yeah. I was like, which means you hate me. He's like, oh, I didn't say that, but if you're going to be a stoner, then yeah. I was like, okay, well, I get paid to be a stoner.
Yeah, exactly. Flex on that bitch. Go fuck yourself. You lost a war to emus. We get paid to smoke. Fuck you.
Wait, Dallas, what did you just say? You lost a war to what?
You lost a war to emus. We get paid to smoke. Shut up, Australia.
You lost a war to emus? Oh, fuck.
But,
oh, shit.
I take another bong rip. I'm like, this one's for you, Dylan. So I rip one, like a big, fat bong rip. Like you know my full big bong rip.
Yes.
Yeah, I rip one of those.
Big old bubbly boys.
And he's like, imagine having your life be revolved around weed. And then I was like, okay, well, you're a bartender, right? He's like, yeah. I was like, imagine having your life revolve around alcohol.
Dude, it's not the same. Oh, shut up. Yes, it is.
It was, like, silent for, like, a good minute, 2 minutes. And then I was just like, yeah, what are you going to say now?
Got nothing to say, my guy.
Shit goes off, and she starts going, oh, he muted you. Like, you fucking pissed him off. I'm like, good. Yeah, he's going off right now, but he muted you. I'm like, okay, so I won. Fuck off.
Yeah. You literally just fucking proved your point, made him look like a dumbass, and now he's mad.
Shit talked all day, every day. We have responses.
Hey, you know what? Weed's not cheap. I go to work every fucking day to afford that shit.
Yeah.
So...
We're not sitting here fucking living off the government, getting welfare checks and shit like that to fucking try to pay for fucking...
alcohol.
Yeah, like...
Exactly. Alright, I just had a...
Which led to our shit?
See, as a mom too, I smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, alcohol is still not my thing.
But, yep, that was just the point I was getting to with the bong rips and fuck that guy.
Yeah.
I just had a rant.
Hey, Eddie, you usually have a rant for me every time I talk to you, so...
Always, my guy. I mean...
My favorite thing is when people always bring up alcohol is saying, how do you feel afterwards?
Because for me, I'm always feeling good. For you, drinking a little drinky poo... You're going to feel like shit.
Yeah. One too many drinks, bro, you're going to be feeling like garbage the next day. Guess one too what? Many bong rips, you're just going to be passing out for the rest of the night.
I was going to make some jokes. But that works too.
We're at the topic. Let's bring this back onto the train. ADHD, sorry.
Okay.
It all
backtracked.
All right,
so.
Hold on. Peter just did a comment. He says... He loves it when a meth head walks up to the counter with an armful of chips and soda and then whips out a food stamp card.
Oh, fuck.
Right? Because, like, here's the thing. Drugs aren't cheap.
Nope.
So, like, you're doing something to make money.
I mean...
It's literally
selling themselves. Okay, get that shit.
Here, I love the comment. But like,
shit.
All three of us have our opinions on the whole drugs and welfare combo, so we're not going to get into it because we'll be here for hours.
Yeah.
So, anyways, have you guys noticed how the alcohol and, well, weed and just drugs in general have changed? Where humans, we have forcibly evolved ourselves with the consumption of what it is that we put into our bodies and then pass it on through gene recessives. Like, if we were to go back in time and go into the 70s and smoke a fucking blunt that a hippie gives us, it ain't gonna do shit.
Nah.
But if we pull out, a little 2022 joint, a joint, and we hand it over to them and they laugh and go, oh, it's this little stick. They smoke that, they're gone.
But also, you gotta think, back in the 70s, they weren't going to the dispensary and people like that. They were actually growing their own crops.
Yeah.
So, back then, it's probably actually a lot better. My uncle even says, too, back then, the weed was way better than it was today. My uncle's a fucking hippie, bro.
This is what I tell people all the time, alright? Because of how many times we've crossbred fucking cannabis... You know, we've done so many different things that we've also been able to pinpoint what certain strains do for certain type of medical needs.
Yeah.
Right, us, so, even with the tasting and shit.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So, like, if you're just an average everyday stoner and you just get a bag of weed without really caring, then you're not going to really start liking the kush, and your perspective on it is going to be like, oh, back in the day it was a lot better. Because back in the day, a bag of weed was a bag of weed. Nowadays, a bag of weed, you have to know the specifics. If you're going to be getting a certain strain that helps with epilepsy, if you're getting a certain strain that helps with anxiety and depression. If one helps you stay awake, one helps you go to sleep, one helps with your appetite.
One gives you an appetite, exactly.
Well, it's like with Morgan's dad and all that. He smokes because he has arthritis, has a lot of different pains and shit, and it does help him a lot. And luckily, now that he's out of surgery, he actually is going a little better with the pain. But.
Taking any medications or anything like that either. Yeah. So he says that too. He said he'd rather smoke a fucking bowl than anything.
Yeah, but with what you were saying, Eddie, with like the whole crossbreeding and shit like that, I guess in a sense you could also look that at gene manipulation, whatever you want to call it, splicing and shit. Because yeah, you're pretty much that's pretty much what you're doing is splicing that shit and crossing it into something completely different, new, whatever you want to call it. So, I mean, I guess with that comment, you could say that it's kind of part of the topic today with genetic modification and shit like that.
Well, yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah, that goes into both genetic modification only slightly. That's not really how hybridization for wheat works. Yeah. But it is an example of forced evolution.
Yeah.
And I got to call bullshit on your uncle for saying wheat back then was better. Like, granted,
go ahead. He's a drunk. You I don't care.
Like, I gotta dunk on your uncle here for a second. Weed back then, the highest concentration that you'd be able to find. Granted, yeah, people were growing it themselves, but nobody was doing anything to make it better. Weed back then, the THC levels you'd get were less than 4%, and nowadays anything less than 2% is considered hemp. Back then, it was just low quality weed.
Yeah.
Now it's just considered hemp.
Like the shit I'm smoking on right now is a 26% CBD with a 2% CBD added to it.
And see, the flower that I've got is the same shit, so I'm smoking good.
Well, yeah, no, it's funny because Morgan was just saying, like, her uncle said that the weed was better back then and all that, but then when he smokes shit that we get now, he takes one hit and he's like, oh, no, I'm good.
Exactly.
It's like, so how was it that the weed was better back then, but you can't even take one hit?
It's because, oh my gosh, here's the thing. Back then, they used it as more of a ritual type of get high in the basement with your friends, you have nothing to do. Nowadays, we use it as a medication type of thing, where it's like, hey, I need to go to work, but I'm having a fucking panic attack right now because my routine was cut by like 20 minutes. So like my head is straight, let me rip this bowl real quick and go to work.
Eddie, you every day at fucking UWI?
Every day with anything that I've done. What?
Yeah. I mean, shit.
Never go to work sober. Otherwise, they'll know when you go to work stoned. Therefore, interview high, and they'll never be able to tell the difference.
See, the beauty part of it all, though, my sister's my boss. So, either way.
I mean, you got that familial connection, whereas everybody else, we get tested, and it's, oop, termination.
Well, yeah, but nowadays...
our job, we're actually supposed to get drug screening and everything like that, but we don't.
Christian, I'm sending you a Snapchat.
I mean, that's how it was for the medical facility I was in.
What?
I'm sending you a Snapchat right now.
I worked for a little bit.
Okay. Well, I mean, also with nowadays, too, like in with, like, medical cards and shit like that, a lot of places are having to change their shit to where they either can't fire you because there's weed in your system because you have a medical card, or a lot of places are actually just changing it to they don't even test for weed anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right. Most places I've been looking at, or well, before I got my most recent job, I enjoy it. I'm going to stay at it for a while. But, when I was searching, most places, like you said, don't even test for weed anymore. Or if they do, because quote unquote mandatory, they won't fire you for it. I know several people who, despite dropping extremely dirty, not as like recovering dirty levels.
Unless you're in like, a project or production, that's when they only drug screening now. Other than that, unless you're not even caregivers anymore either.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, no, I was about to say not even caregivers anymore because I used to work in a long-term healthcare facility for, like, brain injuries and tracheotomy patients. And they're like, normally we'd be doing this, but you're working in the kitchen, so, like, we don't care.
Yeah.
But, like, the guy who interviewed me was one of my mom's friends who also smoked, so. Uh-oh, High History lost the mic.
Oh, shit.
All right. Let's get back on the topic then. Do we want to switch away from gene splicing kind of and go towards the future of human evolution? What our theories are, what humans are going to look like in the next 10,000 years?
Yeah, I'd be down if I can. Honestly, I would say that humans are definitely going to look different than like today and shit. I don't know how much different they would look, but I feel like there's going to be some things that are going to change over, you know, the next 1,000 years, whatever fucking you want to say and shit. I believe that humans will start to kind of change in certain aspects, and certain features on them will definitely be different.
All right, let's hold this topic for a minute. We are going to restart the show because we are having technical difficulties. Okay. When we come back, we will start off with a sponsorship slot. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will be right back.
All right.